You got a lot of folks that you co-write songs with on Boats to Build, Foster and Lloyd, Leroy Parnell, Rodney Crowell, your wife, Susanna. Do you find that easy to write with other people? Because I would think it would be even tougher.
It can be. It's a little misleading because a lot of those songs, what will happen is we'll start the song together, like Leroy and I or whatever, and then I'll just take it and finish it for, you know, my own purposes, you know, the way I would like to do it. And so, I mean, they are involved.
When you write, do you write at home? Do you actually have a place where you go to write? How does that work?
Some of each. I do it both ways. It's whatever inspires me to write or tricks me into writing. You know, basically, I'm pretty lazy. So it's like anything you can do to make yourself do the work, it's like that's just part of it. You know, that's just...
Guy, your songs have been recorded. Well, everyone in Austin knows the tunes that Jerry Jeff Walker's done, but Ricky Skaggs, The Highwaymen, Vince Gill, Rodney Crowell. Do you write some songs and think this is going to be a good one? Vince is going to want to do this one, or do they sort of pick through what you got and choose one?
Yeah, I write for myself, basically. And then if someone else does it, that's just marvelous. I mean, it thrills my accountant to death. And I found every time I tried to write for someone else's style and voice, it was just awful. You know, I mean, it's like, so I found the best luck is just trying to write for myself.
Now, I got here in the late 70s, so I didn't catch the early 70s part when folks like you and Townes Van Zandt were all coming up. And now there's this whole second generation of people like Lyle Lovett and Nancy Griffith and Darden Smith. But what I'm curious about is the relationship between you and Townes Van Zandt, because to me you've always been the two best of the Texas singer-songwriters. Are you peers? Was there a teacher-pupil thing? How did... Give me a little background.
Townes and I are best friends. I mean, we have been for 25 years, you know, and I think he's the best there is, you know, and so does he.
Have you guys ever written together?
No, That would
be too much?
It just never occurred to us. I mean, it's not something that I don't think he needs any help.
When I hear your records, I felt like I've known you for years, although I don't know you at all. There's a quality about your voice that's very warm, even on the song that we just heard for the first time, The Cape. It just was very inviting. I was curious, are you a good storyteller without the guitar on your lap? Can you?
Well, I suppose I could be. It's just this is the way I choose to do it. Somebody asked me that question the other day or something similar, and occurred to me that what I do, the singing part of it is more theater than actual singing. I mean, I don't profess to have a great voice, but I know how to deliver the songs I write.
If you had to write, if you were filling out some tax form and it said occupation, what would you put there?
Song or sing writer.
I think that sums it up.